It's probably one of the signs of getting that little bit older that I look at celebrities on TV and think, who's that? Where are they from? Why? And it probably is just a thing. As the years go by, you begin to lose touch in those sort of things. There are probably other signs of it too. Not that long ago, I had occasion to go down to the doctor, sitting in the waiting room, and this young fella came out and said, come on in, and I thought it was somebody in work experience from school. It turned out to be the GP, but there you are. That's just how it goes. But the celebrity thing, how do you get to be a celebrity? Because it used to be someone who was successful in some way was a celebrity. But then it raises the question of what success look like? How do you define success? Is it about money? So the richer you are, the more successful you are? Is it about power and influence? So the more influence, the more powerful you have, obviously, the more successful you are. Is it about your reputation? Is it about climbing through that career path, wherever it is, to get to the top, you've been successful? Is it about your achievements? Is it about hard work? I think it was Thomas Edison who invented the light bulb, and I can't remember how many different goes he had at getting the light bulb sorted out. But Thomas Edison said success was 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. It's just hard work. There are lots and lots of different ways of defining success. This morning's our last morning walking with Jeremiah, for the moment anyway. Been a long journey with Jeremiah in lots of different ways. But no matter how you look at it, it would be hard to label Jeremiah as a success. I don't think Jeremiah would have been called onto any of the celebrity shows on television. It's not a success. Unlike his fellow prophet Jonah, if you remember his story, was sent to the city of Nineveh. He preached the gospel in Nineveh, and there were great changes there. That whole city, including the king, turned to God. Jeremiah didn't see success like that. Jeremiah spoke. He spoke God's word. But God's people stayed stubborn, hard-hearted, and eventually those same people paid the price for their stubbornness because they were taken off into exile to Babylon. It's not what you would call successful. Not all of us want to be successful. Who doesn't want to be successful? Of course we want to be successful. But our calling is primarily to be faithful. And that's a very different thing. Jeremiah, probably not successful. Jeremiah must have felt as though he was banging his head against a brick wall. He preached continually and fearlessly that God would judge the behavior of his people. And nothing happened. In fact, people reacted so badly against it that on many occasions they tried to kill Jeremiah. There was even a group came from his village in Anathoth and decided they would get rid of him, this troublemaker. Hardly successful. He was beaten. He had the humiliation of being put in stocks in the middle of the city where people passing by could laugh at him and mock him and throw stuff at him. And Jeremiah kept going. He was imprisoned. At one stage, he was dropped into one of these great water reservoirs, these great cisterns, which just had thick mud at the bottom of it, and he's dropped into that where he sticks and presumably would have been left there to die had not the king changed his mind. Life was never easy for Jeremiah. Eventually, we read in this passage this morning that he was put in the chains and dragged off to go to Babylon. But then, a short way into the journey, the guard changed his mind and released Jeremiah and let him go. And Jeremiah chose to stay behind in that devastated land. through a whole series of political events, Jeremiah ends up going off to Egypt to try to escape the Babylonian. Is it the Babylonians? Is it any surprise that Jeremiah is sometimes known as the weeping prophet? He must have wept. When you consider all that he went through. And in chapter 51, we simply read these stark words. The words of Jeremiah end here. Full stop. There's no big celebration. There's nothing grand to mark the end of this prophet's life. Just a full stop. All through this life, even though at times Jeremiah complained to God, for example, if you go to Jeremiah chapter 12, you find Jeremiah just pouring out his heart. Why is it that all of the rascals, all of the evil ones around me seem to be doing okay, and yet your people suffer? He complains to God, but he stays faithful. He stays faithful. He keeps on keeping on. He keeps being obedient to God. That's an amazing thing. He doesn't see the fruit of his labor. He doesn't see lots of people repenting and turning back to God. He doesn't see that. He's never going to be celebrated for his celebrity status. He's never going to appear on the New Year's honors list, but he is faithful. And he will have heard those words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Jeremiah, serving faithfully. As I've thought about this passage over the past few days, it strikes me how blessed we are. We have so many people around here who, in lots of different ways, some of them unseen, faithfully serve God. They just keep on serving. They're not deflected. They're not looking for the limelight. They're not looking for applause and congratulations. They just keep on keeping on faithfully serving God. All of us, no matter who we are, and perhaps especially in these uncertain and anxious times, our calling is not primarily to be successful, but to be faithful. And it's not always easy. That's what Jeremiah would say to us. Maybe times when we want to bend God's ear. Times when we feel like complaining. What kept Jeremiah going? I suspect there were two things. One is remembering right away back to God's call in his life. Times when he must have thought, "Why am I doing this? Why am I continually pouring out my heart? Why am I continually being knocked back?" And he must have remembered that time when God called and said, "I will give you everything you need. I knew you before you were born." And even though way back then Jeremiah said, "Look, I can't do this, I'm just a child," God reassured him, "No, I'm with you. It's more than you, Jeremiah." And then consistently all through his life, you hear this phrase, "The Lord spoke to Jeremiah." The Lord gave his word to Jeremiah. "Tell them this is what the Lord says, Jeremiah." And in this way, God continually affirms and reaffirms that he has called Jeremiah to be faithful. And those things helped Jeremiah to be a faithful, fearless and faithful prophet in his service of God. There are times when we find serving hard. Wherever it is you serve, however joyfully you want to serve, there are times when it's just like swimming in treacle. We just find it difficult. And in those times, we need to remember who called us and who promises his sufficient grace. Called by God, who promises to give us grace for the day. I think as a fellowship, we need to continue to learn to affirm and reaffirm each other, especially when life is not so easy. Those people who do plug away serving God faithfully. And we're blessed with so many of them, and we're also blessed with so many encouragers around this place. But each of us should be affirming and reaffirming each other, helping each other to keep going when it's hard to serve faithfully. Trying to be successful is like carrying a heavy burden, because we'll never get there. How do you know when you've been successful enough? How do you know when you've done enough? How do you know when you've achieved enough? How do you know when your reputation is big enough? How do you know when you have enough influence, when there's enough money in your bank account? If you're trying to be successful, it will wear you down. And so we need to be able to simply to lay that to one side. So Jesus says, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That's his invitation to those who find serving difficult and a heavy burden. He's the one who promises us strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Over the next couple of weeks, we move into stricter regulations. And it's difficult for all of us. Difficult to work out what it means, difficult to work out how we keep going. But in the midst of that, we need to be those who faithfully serve. Because in the midst of all that's going on, we need to be seen as God's people. We need to be seen as those who have that strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow by the way that we live, by the way that we serve.